Hand pass to Yo, uses some pace, executes his kick beautifully and finds Gaff, who's drifted forward and he's been busy.
Well, Lacroix's first touch. He's kicked so far 26 goals this season and make that 27 because it's a lovely shot.
Josh Hill at the back of the pack takes the mark on his chest. He comes in 45 degree angle, 30 metres out. Goal to the Eagles. Joe Biden update. Sitting next to Mason Cox. What a thrill it would be for Mason Cox, the Collingwood ruckman, explaining AFL footy to the vice president.
A little bit slow, Graham.
A little bit slow in the upstairs department, Carl. You just got to decide what you're going to do with the ball.
Slowness is the mind, says Hardy.
Simpson swooped onto it from the side. Now he can go for a run here. Two bounces. Loops the handball sideways. Went laterally to Armfield. To Silvani. 40 metres out. Pushed as he kicked. Didn't matter. Jack gets the goal. Gibbs. Nice kick from Gibbs. Just sitting and waiting for it was Matthew Wright. Sharon Wellingham charged from the side. Took the mark. Gives it to Mitch Brown.
Kennedy. Here's a kick by Yo to the goal square, and Schofield, maybe he, the defender, who's drifted forward, who's taken the mark only 15 metres out, can register a much-needed goal for the Eagles.
The umpire went a long way to his left, but he gives us the all clear.
Here's Tui, Kerridge, he's been busy. Hand pass off to Buckley. He's shot on goal. He's pretty good. Really good. Great goal.
Graham's still on the defensive 50. He'll kick the ball in short. Find Doherty. Well, the leading possession winners in the match with 15. 16 to Kerridge, 16 to Prittis, 15 to Simpson. The other for McIntosh and Son. We'll get all the stats in a moment with Shane. All the decisive numbers. But it's pretty even over all disposals. Only a couple in it. Blues might actually be in front. Certainly not on the scoreboard. It's the only area they're not, but there's not much in it. Only 16 points. But a pretty uninspiring game. Ed Curnow. He's only had five touches. He's been quiet. And there it is. That's the end of the half. And it's West Coast 5-7-37 on the Parkwood Plumbing Centre scoreboard at halftime, leading the Blues 3-3-21.
Nice mark. Jacob Wiedering, the defender who's never kicked a goal in AFL footy, takes the mark. Absolutely perfect.
Here they come, Shane.
Jamie Cripps slips the handball over. Elliot Yo on the right. Oh, beautiful.
Shuey running with a flight, tacks it to his advantage. Now he takes it. He runs in and he dribbles another one.
Cry takes the mark. Man top of the goal square. Elliot Yo dribbles it through, and that is too easy for the West Coast Eagles.
So Wright kicking it on his right, and he got it right. Oh, what a kick.
Marston comes from the side. Long kick inside 50. Jamie Cripps takes the mark. And
goal.
That came back very awkwardly. Went through the big sticks, and that's all that matters.
Ball to play on. Yo's going, what the hell's going on? So is Cruiser. Oh, Kerridge! That's the mark of the day. Kerridge executes well and kicks the goal.
So it comes back. Simpson, absolutely splendid. Simpson sends it inside 50. Mark to Silvani, handballs off to Bryce Gibbs. Goal! Ball spins in. Cruiser, the tap. Patrick Cripps, handball over his head. Armfield delivers it inside 50. No one able to mark. Wiedering from the side. What a beautiful afternoon he's had. For the West Coast Eagles win. They win at the MCG for the first time in 2016. They'll still be outside the top four, but they're well and truly entrenched in the eight. 12-10-82 the Eagles. Carlton 11-9-75.
Quickly around the grounds, Melbourne 4-2-26 and Kilda 2-2-14. Approaching quarter time down there for Totally Workwear as we tune in on the West Coast Eagles theme song.
You'd be better off singing it, Brad. It's
don't know the words, Sean.
11-9-75, Carlton going down gallantly to the West Coast Eagles here at the MCG this afternoon. 12-10-82.